Joined here by the head coach of the Lady Panthers over at Pattonsburg High School, Lee Warford. The Panthers were in the Osborne tournament, Osborne Stewartsville Wild Cards tournament last week. Took a very close loss to Winston in the opener. Bounced back with two hard-earned wins, one against Union Star, other against the Savannah JV. Trip straight west, highway I've been on numerous times, the Pattonsburg to King City Highway. Pattonsburg at King City tonight. Coach, I know it's not called the Pattonsburg to King City Highway, but it is straight as an arrow going west, isn't it?
It sure is. A lot of hills for sure, but it is a straight west shot, 21 miles.
The last time I was there, just story time here, was a Princeton-King City game, end of the season about 5-6 years ago, and there was an ice storm coming through as I was traveling east on the way back. So those hills bring back bad memories for me. I kept it on the road.
Oh my. I'm hoping that we don't have any kids get bus sick on the way over there.
No,
just
exactly.
With all the hills and everything. So.
Very true. King City, yeah. For those that are not aware, and I know you're aware and the girls are aware, but for those across region that listen to these shows, King City, this is the best girls team they've had in several years. They are a challenge.
It's a very good team, and my land, have they made a turnaround since last year. Last season they were really young and lost some tough games and things like that, but boy, the turnaround they made over the summer, and they started the year off with a bang and have just continued.
You got a couple of wins last week. As I said, neither of them, you just blew anybody out of the water. You beat Union Star by 6, you beat Savannah JV by 10, but you wanted to get a couple of wins because going into that stretch, you had lost 4 in a row, and you don't want to get that number too big.
Right, and I think I talked about last time that, you can talk to your kids about the improvement that they're making, and you can compliment them for playing hard, but if you occasionally don't get some wins in there, that only lasts so long before it wears off.
In your opinion, Coach, you're making your way through this Western Division. In December, you had some success against North Harrison and Albany at your place, and then you ran into a St. Joe Christian North Andrew Buzz saw the first week of January. In your opinion, what does the West look like right now? Is it as rugged as you thought it would be?
It's tougher than I thought it would be. I think King City's been kind of the wild card in there. I think they were picked to finish third, and they've already taken care of business against both North Andrew and St. Joe Christian. I know for us, going over there, give them their 10 points for home court advantage, and then the fact that in the Albany tournament, Princeton beat us by 30, and then King City turned around and beat Princeton by 30. So the opening line here in Pattonsburg is that we're minus 70.
Ah, well, and it also tells me, too, when you start comparing your opponents and you use common opponents, you can kind of figure out some things from that, but I don't know if you can in the long run, too. It's about what team shows up on what given night.
It is, and if you've which obviously you have followed high school basketball around, there is a lot, more than I've ever seen, of middle to lower teams this year who have snuck up and played a real good game against one of the better teams or has beaten one of the better teams. And it's really kind of shaken out. I think on our side, I was figuring up there the other day, we could finish anywhere with just one more win, depending on how everybody else did. We could finish up anywhere from 4th to 7th in that league.
When I look at your scores, Coach, you start a little bit slow, then you got some momentum in December, then as we mentioned, hit that St. Joseph Christian North Andrew, got a couple of victories last week. It kind of looks like, and I know there's different levels of opponent, but it looks like you have nights where you score the ball real well, and then you have nights where the ball just don't go in the hoop. Has that kind of been the case where it's a little Jekyll and Hyde on the offensive end?
Yes, it is. We either shoot the ball well or we shoot it bad. We don't like to do things average.
Say nothing in between.
No, we don't do anything in between. Defend or transition or shoot. We're either really good at it or we're bad at it.
As I look at your conference games this week, certainly King City is a big challenge, and that's one that's in front of you tonight. But I look at that Worth County-Pattonsburg game on Friday and go, that game could go either way. That's kind of a swing game for both teams.
that is a very much a swing game for both teams. You know, they beat us by two real early in the year. It was the game after our only senior had tore ACL, and we were in just still, I think, a little bit of shock or, you know, our two guard had to move to point guard. Our other wing player had to move to two guard, and there was a lot of transitioning of positions at that time for our team, and we, you know, we got down, oh, I believe it was 10 early, then came back after half and went on a 10-0 run and had it tied, and then it was back and forth, and we ended up losing by two.
You're in the Gilman City Tournament next week, right, Coach?
That's correct.
So Gilman City Tournament next week. We'll talk about that next Tuesday with Coach Warford. Tonight's at King City on Friday night at the Dome against Worth County. That's the schedule for the Lady Panthers. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight over in Wildcat Country.
Thank you.